Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
10 minutes now before 9, and yeah, we're talking about the holidays. We're talking that Thanksgiving is just 2 weeks from today, and that means we need to talk turkey. And who better to do that with than the folks at Butterball's Expert Turkey Talk Line? And we have Mary Alice on our WHBC Newsline this morning. Good morning, Mary Alice. How are you?
Well, good morning, Pam. Good. We're having a wonderful holiday coming up. I hope everyone's looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it for sure. Except that, you know, I think some people are maybe out of habit because we didn't have so much of folks coming for the holidays. Maybe we slacked off a little bit last year and now we've got to get back into it. Tell me about how it feels when, or how many people it is that are giving you guys phone calls and or talking through Alexa or sending you, you know, through social media. They're still contacting the Butterball Hotline after all these years.
Oh my goodness! Yes, they certainly are. This year 2021 marks our 40th anniversary of the Turkey Talk Line, and so we've been here since 1981, and we answered now over 100,000 questions. And on Thanksgiving Day, there's at least 40,000 of them are on Thanksgiving Day, and those would be texts and chats and phone calls. You know, we have Alexa that people contact, so. We're able to help everybody who needs help.
All right, so let's get into some of the tips for folks. And, you know,
okay.
I think the biggest one, I don't know, maybe you can tell me because you're the one that takes the calls and things, but it's how do you thaw the turkey? What's the best way to do it? That's always the scary part to me.
Right. That's the number one question that we get every year about how to thaw the turkey. And, you know, go out and get your turkey now is what I would recommend. Next week on Thursday was going to be our National Thaw Your Turkey Day. So if you buy a frozen turkey, go ahead and put it in the freezer when you get home. And then next Thursday, a week before Thanksgiving, the easiest thing to do, just put it on a tray in the refrigerator and it will be thawed and ready for Thanksgiving.
No kidding, a whole week ahead of time.
Yes, you can do it a whole week ahead of time, no matter what the size of the turkey, because even after it's completely thawed, you have 4 additional days in the refrigerator where it will be safe and ready to cook.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
What other things do people call you about? I mean, what concerns them a lot?
Well, you know, it's from soup to nuts. We have thousands of calls and, you know, for instance, you know, they may be finding out now that their 12 relatives from Tennessee are coming in and they didn't expect that. So, you know, they need to get an extra turkey and how much should they get? We recommend that they go to our website at butterball.com. And there's an easy calculator to use where you can put in the number of adults and the number of children and if you want leftovers or not. And it will tell you the approximate size of a turkey you need to cook. So that's
wow.
The kind of questions we get. You know, last minute changes and everyone's very anxious about serving the big dinner.
And what's the rule about stuffing? You know, stuffing it beforehand or not doing that. What's the rule with that?
Well, we think that it's quite safe to make your stuffing right and put it in the turkey right before you roast it. So the important thing to remember is that when you're getting your turkey, make sure you have a good working meat thermometer. And if the meat thermometer, when the turkey's done, reads 180 in the thigh, 170 in the breast, and then you can check the temperature of the stuffing, which will be 165. And so that stuffing temperature, once you know it's good and hot down in the center, you'll have no worries about serving it to your family.
All right. And I have to ask you because, you know, you've been doing this a while. And what's kind of the funniest thing you've heard from people or something, maybe your favorite story? You've got to have one.
Oh, yeah, we do. We have so many. But one of the ones that I personally took was a young man who was very excited about making a Thanksgiving dinner for his fiance and her family. So they put everything out. He got everything ready. He put the turkey right in the oven. And then when he was ready to cook it, he pressed cook. He ended up pressing clean instead of bake on the oven. So the door locked and went up to 500 degrees and started smoking. So he called us at the talk line. I said, I think you better call the fire department if you can't figure out how to open up your oven because the grease will start on fire.
Yeah. So, I could see me doing that, though. That's not hard to just push the wrong button, you know?
Right. And you're very nervous about it and you want everything to be perfect. So, sure, I would say that was one of the funnier calls I had.
So what is the actual Butterball Turkey talk line if people want to pick up the phone and call you?
The phone number here is 1-800-288-8372. You can find us all on the Butterball website at butterball.com, where you can send us a text or a chat. And then you can also reach us through social media. We are on TikTok this year, which is kind of new for us because we are doing TikToks, and we have the other new thing about Let's Get Cooking this year. We want everyone to try something new. We have the Butterball Turkey Talk Line Taste Kitchen. So we've actually gone into the kitchen and tried new recipes and found some to be very, very good. And we gave it the seal of approval. So you may want to check that out this year.
All right. Lots of good stuff. We appreciate you coming on today, Mary Alice. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you for calling. You have a great Thanksgiving, too. Bye-bye.
1480 WHBC has always been there for you.
Thank you for being a voice of calm and correct information in a world of chaos and misinformation.
News Talk 1480 WHBC.